China's Buffett Duan Yongping opens first position in Circle. Chinese value investor Duan Yongping has opened his first equity position in stablecoin issuer Circle, according to a report from Wu Blockchain on May 20, 2026. Duan, often called China's Buffett for his concentrated long-only style, runs the family office H&H International Investment and is best known for building consumer electronics groups BBK and Vivo. The disclosure marks the first publicly known crypto-adjacent equity allocation from one of Asia's most closely watched value investors. Circle trades as CRCL after its 2025 U.S. listing and is the issuer of USDC, the second largest dollar stablecoin behind Tether. A patient buyer steps into stablecoin equity, Duan's reputation is built on rarely trading. His most cited public holdings have historically been Apple, Mutai, and Tencent, each held for the better part of a decade. He paid $620 in 2006 to have lunch with Warren Buffett, a story that still anchors most profiles of him in Chinese financial press. That background matters here. Duan is not the kind of buyer who chases narrative trades, and Circle is not the kind of name that usually attracts long-only consumer staples capital. The position size has not been disclosed in the Wu Blockchain report, and H&H's filings are not required to surface in real time. The signal is the name on the ticket, not the dollar amount. Circle as an interest rate business. Buying Circle is not the same as buying Bitcoin. Circle's revenue model is closer to a regulated money market business. USDC reserves are held in short-dated treasuries and cash, and Circle keeps the interest. When the Fed funds rate sits above 4%, that float is large, predictable, and not directly tied to crypto price action. For a value investor who underwrites businesses on cash generation rather than growth multiples, that framing is closer to a payments and treasury business than a token. The market context is relevant. Bitcoin is changing hands at $77,194, plus 0.3% over 24 hours. And the broader market reads neutral on the Fear and Greed Index at 40 as of May 20, 2026. Duan's first crypto-adjacent allocation is into the equity layer, not into a token. Three reasons this disclosure matters. Three things make this disclosure worth flagging rather than dismissing as a celebrity investor headline. First, the asymmetry of Duan's reputation in Asia. Coverage of his portfolio moves circulates in Chinese financial WeChat groups within hours and tends to be treated as a directional read on what disciplined long money is doing. A first position in Circle from him gives equity desks in Hong Kong and Singapore a permission slip to look at the name more seriously. Second, the validation of the stablecoin business model as an investable category. Stablecoin issuers have spent 2 years arguing that they are interest rate businesses with sticky deposits, not crypto bets. A value investor opening his first position in the category is a quiet endorsement of that pitch. Third, the contrast with the rest of the tape. ETH ETFs and BTC ETFs have been bleeding outflows recently, and on-chain whales are de-risking. A long-only equity buyer entering Circle, while ETF flows turn defensive, is a divergence worth marking. Practical read for crypto users. For most readers, Duan's position does not change anything about how they hold or spend USDC day to day. The relevance is indirect. A more deeply held Circle shareholder base reduces the odds of a panic exit by float-driven holders if the stock or the broader crypto tape weakens. That, in turn, is mildly supportive for USDC's long-run institutional standing as the dollar stablecoin of choice for regulated U.S. flows. If you spend stablecoins through a card today, the issuer behind the coin matters less than the on-ramp and the custody layer. But the equity holders of that issuer set the strategic direction. Patient capital tends to push management toward boring, profitable, compliance-friendly decisions. That is a tailwind for serious stablecoin rails and a headwind for issuers that want to chase yield products and risk.